Regular listeners will know that I've been renovating my garden and using some Isuzu D-Max utes to help with that process. Last week, I had the LSU Dual Cab Tray Back Ute. This combines the benefits of a relatively large tray with the ability to carry a family as well as four-wheel drive capability. It still has a payload of some 1,100 plus kilograms and a practical load area. The disadvantage of the dual cab style is that almost all the load is behind the rear axle. I loaded yet more pavers, a full 900 kilograms worth, onto the ute to see how it would cope. First up, the rear axle handled the weight with ease. There was a touch of rear dip, but nothing spectacular. You could feel the weight when driving, obviously. Isuzu has a handy payload calculator on their website. Many people overload their car, van or ute, without realising it. Secondly, the 4-cylinder 3-litre turbo diesel engine took it all in its stride. The Isuzu engine is one of the best on the market, proven over many years in their utes and small truck range. It is over-engineered, robust, reliable and economical. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The first step towards joining the electric car revolution is heading to ecocarguide.com.au. EcoCarGuide is your go-to location for everything EVs and hybrids. Log on to EcoCarGuide today for a review of the Genesis GV60. While for something out of this world, check out the review of the Audi RS e-tron GT. EcoCarGuide.com.au is your best location to stay up to date with everything EV.